And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. All right, the winners of the Texter T-shirt competition. We had the top three, the ones that got in the quickest. Jeremy from Huntsville, Dakota from Hartsell, and Paul from Athens. All y'all, Right Side Ruffians, you got T-shirts en route. We'll package those things up and get them to you, and I appreciate you. We'll be doing some more here in a little bit, so y'all stay tuned for that. Man, the text lines blew up, Boomer. How many did you have to respond to? I mean, I know you had the three that won, but...
Yeah, there was a lot. And so if you didn't get a response, sorry, next time, just be a little quicker texting everything in.
I noticed there were a few that tried to use, like, I'm an RSR. No, you got to say the word. You can't just, like, I'm an RSR. Very clever. I will give you clever points for that one. But we had some great text regarding the last section we just did there on the agricultural issues that farmers are facing right now with the government. Jeremy from Huntsville, who just won, by the way, Jeremy from Huntsville said, it's okay, we can just eat Soylent Green. Oh, and I replied back with the classic line, Soylent Green is people! That's from an old, was that a Charlton Heston movie? I think it was. Anyway, Boomer, you have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
I'm still responding.
Okay, sorry. Keep typing the text. Don't let me distract you. Keep typing the text. By the way, Boomer and I both share the text. Sometimes I answer, sometimes he answers. But on this one, they're all you, brother. You just take them and run, man.
I'm trying to get some of these new people that were just texting in that we don't have yet. So I'm just getting their names and stuff right now.
I mean, we had a ton of new today.
I see a lot of news.
Wendy from Moulton is new on the line. I see that one. Priscilla from Hartsell is new on the line. I see that one. Somebody who said something about Governor Ivey that I won't say right now is new on the line. We don't have a name yet. But anyway, yeah, lots of new folks. We got another one that said I'm a Right Side Ruffian, but didn't tell us who they are or where they're from. So area code 901. Where's the 901 area code?
Is that Georgia?
It's not here.
It's not Georgia.
It's not here, wherever it is. That's okay. We love you. Speaking of which, I think our second biggest downloading audience from the podcast is still California. Am I correct?
Still California.
Gotta love it. Hello, California. We love you out there. Hang in there. We're pulling for you. And by the way, if you want to, come live in free Alabama. We like it here. All right, listen. And by the way, the lovely Charlene just texted me in. And with regards to all the green policies, let me get back to her text. Where is it on my phone? She says, it's really all about control, in all caps, not global warming. They don't believe the they don't believe the hogwash any more than we do, part of the Great Reset. Ah, see, that's my wife. That's my very astute wife right there. You're right, honey. Okay, we're going to move into number two of the Triple Dipper. Farm Days was the first one. Big Tech Backlash is where we are now. So stuff keeps happening. Like, you look at it and go, when is big tech going to figure out that they can't keep pulling their shenanigans and it just be okay? Like, here's one from townhall.com, dated 2 days ago. Townhall.com, PayPal. It says, here's PayPal's excuse after massive backlash over their disinformation policy. Now, I mentioned this one briefly on the phone the other day, or on the show the other day. PayPal is trying to do damage control, it says, after widespread backlash over a published policy that would allow the company to fine users $2,500 for allegedly spreading misinformation. What? It says an AUP notice recently went out in error that included incorrect information. PayPal is not fining for misinformation. I got news. When you read it, they knew exactly what they're doing. Conservatives sounded the alarm about the Orwellian policy, says the article. And the original notice that went out said, quote, PayPal has listed its prohibited activities as, quote, the sending, posting, or publication of any messages, content, or materials that promote misinformation and present a risk to user safety or well-being. Additionally, users could not promote hate, violence, racial, or other forms of intolerance that is considered discriminatory. Violating the new policies could result in damages, including a $2,500 fine that could be debited directly from your PayPal account. So if you're tied to a credit card, shabam, you may find your PayPal account suddenly dropping $2,500 because, I don't know, you don't believe in the vaccine for COVID and suddenly you're misinformation. Well, they're crawfishing. They're crawfishing hard. But this is the kind of thing that big tech keeps doing. All right, I'm going to talk about more of that. Do I have a call on the line? I do. Okay, let me just I tell you what. Before we hit the break, let me grab that call real quick. Is that Connie? Connie from Huntsville. How you doing today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick.
Yeah.
When all the farmers can't keep up with what they need them to do, Bill Gates is going to come in and buy all these farms and have the farmers running for him because he's buying up all farmland now.
Yeah, he's buying tons of farmland.
Yes. And that's what's going to happen. Either the CCP or Bill Gates, and all of it's going to be run by the government.
Are the CCP and Bill Gates maybe the same thing? Oh.
Oh, we love you. Bye.
Thanks, Connie. See you. All right, folks. Here's the thing. We're about to head into a break right now. We got one more T-shirt giveaway to do. Not texting. This time, during the break, if you call in 833-687-4448, don't call yet. Wait till we go to the break. Boomer, don't answer that phone.
Not gonna answer it yet.
We're not answering the phone, but you got to call in. Boomer's going to grab the phone lines. We got three T-shirts. Remember, we have in stock right now. We have large, extra large, and double X. So are the phones ringing already?
It's just the text thread. I can't keep up. Now I'm going to have to answer the phone. I'm going to get behind on the text.
It's a good problem to have. But if we go to the break here in a second, right after I sign off, the phones can start ringing, 833-687-4448. We're celebrating the fact that we hit 85,000 downloads of the show's podcast. Tell Boomer when he answers the phone you're a right side ruffian. He's going to have to put you on hold to keep answering other lines, but the first three people, we got T-shirts. You got to hold so he can get your name and address and your shirt size. Stand by. Get ready. Here we go. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Are you a right side ruffian? Call in. T-shirts. Be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on the northern part of the state. I'm talking about down south of Birmingham, all the way to up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Man, Boomer, listen, you are the phone master, brother. I just watched in awe as you're like grabbing phones, answering, taking down names, addresses, and putting them in the system. Are they still on the line where I can say hey to them?
Yes, sir. Start with number one.
Let's do that. I'll take line one first. Is that Tracy from Athens? Tracy, how you doing?
Just fine. How are you guys?
I am good. Is you or is you ain't a right side ruffian?
I is a right side ruffian.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we appreciate you being in the audience, and I think you already gave your info to Boomer, didn't you?
Yes, sir, and we appreciate y'all.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tracy. Line two, Charlie from Russellville. Charlie, how you doing today?
I can't be better. How y'all doing?
We're good. Is you is or is you ain't a right side ruffian?
I am a right side ruffian.
Outstanding. Well, we like having them over there in Russellville, so we got all your information. We'll get that shirt out to you right away, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And one more, line three, Adam from Decatur. Adam, how you doing today?
Brother Phil, I is a right side ruffian, and me and Leslie's going to get our picture taken, and we're going to tag you in it, brother.
Preach. I like it. That sounds good to me. Adam, appreciate you, man. You have a great day, brother.
Hey, thank you, man. You take it easy. Hey, when we reach 100,000, let me know, and we'll get some cigars going, all right?
I like it. All right, we'll see you. Oh, that's just good.
Man, the phone lines are still ringing. So if you're calling in for a shirt, sorry, guys.
Yeah, we already got the three. grab the phones, though. If they got a, comment to go on topic, we can do that. I'm in number two of the triple dipper. The big tech backlash. I had the one there a minute ago about PayPal got caught. PayPal got caught literally with their hands in the cookie jar. They were going to charge people $2,500 for so-called, quote-unquote, misinformation. Politico has an article. Guess what Twitter just did? Politico. Did you go to Politico, Phil? Yes, I did. Politico, headline, October 9th. That'd be, what, 3 days ago. Twitter blocks and then restores COVID-19 vaccination post from Florida's Surgeon General. It's Florida's Surgeon General. It's the guy who is the head medical officer, the chief doc for the entire state of Florida. And Twitter blocked him because they didn't like what he was saying about the high incidence of cardiac-related deaths among men who take the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. He's a doctor. He's actually the doctor for the state of Florida. He's the guy, Surgeon General, Florida Surgeon General Joe Latipo. And I've seen him, by the way. That guy can give a speech, man. Latipo posted this tweet Friday, claiming that there was a high incidence of cardiac-related deaths among men who took the COVID-19 vaccine. Deaths among those age 18 to 39. He's suggesting they shouldn't even take the vaccine. What happened? Twitter took his post down. Their brand said, our current misleading information policies cover synthetic and manipulated media, COVID-19, and civic integrity. And if we determine a tweet contains misleading or disputed information, anyway, you see what happened? Well, spokespersons for Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis basically took issue, you can imagine. Next thing you know, bada boom, bada bing, Twitter, which, by the way, is about to be purchased by Elon Musk, put the tweet back up. Yay. All right, let me jump over there to line one. Is that Sparky? Sparky, how you doing today, man?
I'm outstanding. Great show by you and Bummer.
Thank you, buddy.
Speaking of the jab, never doing it again. I did the right thing, I thought, by my employer and teammates and family, and in the end, the risk is too high. Never again. But my topic is government over control. You talked about over controlling waterways on farmland. They'd have a fit if they knew what I did with the Spring Fred Creek on my land to water my gardens with it, and I'm about to produce a small amount of electricity to help in watering my garden. But when you look at it, and you know better than most because you've served, when government tries to control every facet of our lives, there's two outcomes for them. Number one is perpetual and forever unlimited power over the unwashed masses, and two, money in their pocket. I've had more people tell me follow the money on almost any bit of legislation that involves big pharma, big tobacco, gas and oil. Somebody is going to be making a fortune, and when somebody like Nancy Pelosi enters public office with $1,272 in her collective bank account, and now she and her husband are multi-billionaires. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's going on. They want power over us. They want power over every facet of our life. Obamacare was nothing but a way to destroy the existing healthcare system, so we would have no choice but to resort to full government-controlled healthcare, which the author, the architect of the original absurd piece of legislation, admitted as much in a speech.
Yeah.
So, pick a topic, they're trying to control it, they're going to profit by it, and they want power over us forever.
That's exactly what my wife just texted a moment ago with regards to all those green policies for farms. She said it's not about global warming, it's about control. And y'all are both right. Both right, brother. Appreciate you, Sparky. Have a great day, man.
You too, man.
All right. Hey, listen, back on this thing that I've got right here with big tech backlash, because I can't go another day with it. I got to go ahead and get it done. But this was local. I pulled this one off the Binghamton Herald. The Binghamton Herald from Binghamton, Texas, I believe it is. Tech companies are gaming out responses to the Texas social media law. Did you know that Texas, by the way, earlier this year, passed a law that says if you're going to censor citizens of Texas, or if you're going to screen out things that that are adverse to the economy of Texas, things like the oil and gas industry. You know, they're going to not allow, you know, you to talk about things like fracking is good. You can't say stuff like drill, baby, drill. They take issue with you saying that, you know, Texans are in any way concerned about the border crisis. Anyway, Texas social media, they might get greeted with a pop-up. The reason is this. The Texas law and another one in Florida have now been put in place at the state level, preventing tech companies from engaging in censorship by banning them from taking down posts featuring political viewpoints they disagree with. But the wording of the Texas law effectively bars the companies from being able to moderate or block the content that's not already illegal. In other words, if it's not illegal, if you're not saying something illegal, like, hey, go murder people, you know, or hey, fire in a crowded, you know, theater. If you're not doing something illegal, then Texas is saying, don't do it to our citizens because we'll come after you. And when they did this, the tech companies are not going, how do we deal with this? Well, they're talking about all kinds of things. Pop-ups, you know, little pop-up things that come up and give a, they're talking about strategizing into four general areas, basically. One is to have pop-up screens that greet the users and let them know the material they're about to see could be disturbing, but then again, it's in Texas, so you're allowed to have it. Companies have also explored the risky proposition, it says, of stopping all moderation, just letting things happen. Just let her go. And then, you know, some of the others are saying they can't make up their mind what they're going to do. This is what happens when you're so punitive and you are the new public square. Suddenly, you got to pay the piper. Well, guess what? Big tech's moment is finally arriving at the Supreme Court. Heritage Foundation has an article that came out October 5th. Headline, Big Tech's big moment finally arrives at the Supreme Court. In what is shaping up to be an action-packed term at the U.S. Supreme Court, says the author at Heritage, the justices just upped the ante this past week by granting review in another banner case. It's called Gonzalez v. Google. All right, lawyer Phil talking here. The Communications Decency Act of 1996 has a thing called Section 230 of that act. It's an act that was really put in place to try and keep pornography out of the view of kids. That was the original intent. It allowed basically under Section 230 of that act, it allowed for the platforms that host the material to be able to go, oh, shoot, you can't have that up there and take it down and not face penalties for it. Except that's what they hide behind now to try and do things like keep Hunter Biden's laptop from coming out because it could be Russian disinformation or... how dare you talk about ivermectin and not just the COVID vaccine? Anyway, all this stuff. Well, there's a case, Gonzalez v. Google, which has made it to the Supreme Court, which deals exactly with the question of whether or not Section 230 provides complete immunity. It literally has been a shield. And it you know, the shield that says, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as a publisher. In other words, they're not liable for what it says. Well, here's the deal. Gonzalez v. Google, the Supreme Court now has agreed to take it up. The family of Noemi Gonzalez, who was the only American killed in the 2015 terrorist attacks on Paris, sued Google because Google had, in their words, aided and abetted ISIS in her ISIS killing by recommending content by a militant Muslim group. In other words, Google algorithms had recommended this Muslim radical ideology to be perpetrated. The person who killed their daughter was radicalized by the content, subject to Google letting it stay up. And they're saying, you know what? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you're going to say that you can take down content, that means you can also moderate murderous content, and you didn't. So does Section 230 prohibit a lawsuit? Well, we're going to find out soon because the Supreme Court is going to deal with it, and we'll see how much longer they can keep hiding Hunter Biden's laptop at that point. All right, tell you what, let's do this. I got stuff on Twitter being bought out by Elon Musk. I've got stuff on, what's the better one I've got? Oh, yeah, depositions in big tech censorship cases. Tell you what, let's do this, Boomer. Take a break, brother. We are like 30 seconds ahead of the usual schedule. We'll just do it now. Hey, by the way, coming up top of the hour, We've got the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. You're going to want to hear that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Listen, we're in number two of the Triple Dipper, Big Tech Backlash. So a couple things that are happening out there right now you might want to know. You know, Big Tech has sort of had their way, and I kind of question now whether Big Tech has had its day. They have been able to hide behind something called Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996 for years. The very idea that something designed originally to keep pornography out of the eyes of small children is somehow now morphed into you can't see Hunter Biden's laptop, you can't talk about the COVID vaccine unless it fits their narrative, you can't talk about anything related to political winds of the time or the southern border or whatever else. That's just wrong. Well, there's been some indication, by the way, that it was not just Twitter doing its thing, that it was also working in conjunction with Democrat officials in government. Oh, really? No surprise to many of you, I'm sure. Right Side Ruffians kind of see that thing coming. But the Epoch Times has an article dated October 10th, 2 days ago. Plaintiffs to seek depositions of top Biden administration officials in big tech censorship case. There's a case ongoing right now where Republican attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana filed a case against the Biden administration and named upwards of, I think, 47 federal government officials and named them for colluding with big tech. And now they want to depose them. The most well-known defendants, this article says, are President Joe Biden, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Surgeon General Vivek Murphy, Health Secretary Javier Becerra, Presidential Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Wouldn't you love to see all of those get deposed? I don't know that they ever will, but the motion is now before the court to allow it to happen. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty, a Trump appointee, is overseeing the case for the depositions. Interesting. Interesting. The plaintiffs, it says, have provided an initial list of people they want to depose. They said the motion will ask Judge Doughty to greenlight the depositions of a number of key defendants. This case was filed earlier this year. Discovery has been produced after Doughty rejected the administration's attempt to get the case dismissed. In other words, the government tried to get it dismissed. They couldn't. It survived dispositive motions in the early part of the case, and is going forward. Discovery is ongoing right now. They have already discovered things like a series of exchanges between White House and Facebook officials concerning cracking down on users who posted alleged misinformation about COVID-19. So they've already found emails in the midst of discovery. They've already discovered written evidence that proves the point that the government was colluding with Facebook to shut down what they labeled misinformation. We all knew it was happening. You could tell. You could tell when you're being suppressed on social media. You could tell when you get locked out of your account. I've been locked out of mine before on Twitter several times. But yeah, states are expanding this lawsuit now. It's a 164-page amended complaint that was filed. Attorney General Jeff Landry of Louisiana, Attorney General Eric Schmidt of Missouri, and they named 47 additional defendants, bringing it to a total of 67 overall. Interesting. Has big tech had its day? I don't know. But then there's the whole Elon Musk Twitter thing. So if you just got to catch up here a second, Elon Musk, billionaire, and by the way, don't mistake him for a true conservative. He's not, but he definitely rocks their world. But Elon Musk went after Twitter and made an offer, to buy out Twitter for billions of dollars, billions. I think it's $54 a share, which comes to like $42 or $44 billion. What's an extra billion or two? Anyway, a lot of money. Well, Twitter was like, well, no. But guess what? Suddenly, the world of shareholder rights came into play, and the shareholders were like, wait a minute. We're the ones who get to make the money, not you, Twitter. We want to get paid. And so it became a thing. And so in the course of doing their due diligence, Elon Musk requested information about how many bots, how many fake accounts are on Twitter, because some people believe that Twitter is just corrupted with bot accounts. And they are, by the way. I can't tell you how many I've deleted. You know, Isabella93210, want to be your friend. No, click, block. That happens like daily. But Elon Musk suddenly said, all right, fine. You know what? You're not going to give me the information I say I have to have. We're done. Twitter took him to court. Interesting. Suddenly they want to be sold. They go to court. Story here on USA Today by Jonathan Turley, dated 2 days ago. It says, buy Elon, buy. Musk's renewed interest in Twitter could be a win for free speech because suddenly the deal's back on. Elon says, hey, judge, if you give me more time, I'll go ahead and jump back on the deal. You know what he got? He got more time by doing this. He also got more discovery mandated by the courts. Twitter had to say things, in my opinion, Twitter had to say things likely in the province of the court that gave them the inability to deny later on. They're on the record, so to speak. And Elon is now freaking people out. Jonathan Turley pointing out the fact that the free speech community hopes that Musk is still committed to his stated commitment to return free speech protections to the social media giant. But the other side of the world hates it because Twitter has just been censoring and limiting speech as almost like an article of faith for many on the left, he says. Led by President Joe Biden, Democrat leaders and media figures have demanded corporate censorship and even state censorship to curtail opposing views. The Washington Post's Max Boot even declared, for democracy to survive, we need more content moderation, not less. By the way, content moderation, that's like gender-affirming care. That means sex change. Content moderation means censorship. And now these same figures are fearful of the supposed menace that Musk proposes. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. All right, big tech backlash. All I'm saying is this. There are multiple lawsuits. The Supreme Court is taking up cases as of now this term. Elon Musk is buying out Twitter. Trump's going to be back on Twitter. We'll see how this goes. All I'm saying is big tech has had their way. Now I'm wondering if big tech has now had their day. We'll see. The big tech backlash continues. All right, folks, we're going to a break. We're coming right back with the Grand Council, my brethren Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.